There's a vivid sign today that the labor market is healing. Not since 1973 have so few people signed up for unemployment benefits. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Let's get right to the number of people filing for jobless benefits. That number fell by 6,000 in the last week to 247,000. That's the lowest in more than 42 years. Let's check in with Diane Swank, the founder of DS Economics in Chicago. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
All right, so people signing up for unemployment benefits, when it's lower, it suggests the labor market is stronger, and it's very low over the last week.
We've seen really a pretty nice downdraft, not only in the last week, but since the start of the year in unemployment claims. They've been sort of slowly coming off, but the acceleration in the downdraft has picked up. And I think this is really important because it suggests that firms haven't only stopped laying people off, which is really important. We don't want firms to lay a lot of people off. But it also suggests that maybe the underlying labor market is continuing to heal more fundamentally and re-engage those workers that were sort of marginalized.
All right, but what about people who were so discouraged by their fruitless job searches that they fell out of the labor force?
We do know in recent months we've finally seen the participation rate in the labor force come up. That was a big criticism about the unemployment rate not being the same unemployment rate it once was because not enough people were participating. They're finally starting to come back. The question is, will they come back fast enough and feel good enough by the election? But right now, at least the trend is in the right direction. And this is something that the Fed has been really watching very closely. Chair Yellen remembers the 90s, and she remembers what it was like when participation was so high, all anyone needed was a heartbeat to get a job.
Diane Swank at DS Economics. Thank you.
Thank you.
China today cracked down on internet-based lending and borrowing in the country. These are things like online payments, peer-to-peer lending platforms, and equity crowdfunding. Lots of arrangements with the word financing in the title, and some of this is about homebuyers using these to borrow for down payments on new homes. The Chinese government finds these hard to track and difficult to regulate. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz has been following this for us from Shanghai. Rob, some of these are legit, but others are pretty shady.
We've already seen several cases where the websites for these platforms suddenly just shut down, or their founders just disappear, or where those who have invested into these crowdfunding outfits suddenly aren't able to withdraw money. So that's why we're seeing this crackdown now. And I think it's going to benefit some of the more legitimate and largest Chinese companies like Tencent and Alibaba, who already own the lion's share of the online finance sector in China. In many ways, you know, the thousands of smaller P2P lending and investment platforms are just new versions of the same thing we've seen in China's economy for years now. And that's just good old-fashioned underground lending. You know, an industry that's worth hundreds of billions of dollars in China is unregulated, operates under the radar, and can cause problems in the above-ground economy because the bean counters in Beijing are not keeping track of it, and they aren't prepared for the greater economic shock if and when this very large gray sector of China's economy should begin to collapse.
Marketplace's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thanks. The stock market crawling out of the hole it fell into during the short days of early 2016 has been getting a lot of attention, but Marketplace regular and Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan is ebullient, if that word can apply to him, about another investment option. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, David.
So the Dow Jones Industrial Average crossed back above 18,000 again this week.
Yeah.
It's up more than 16% from its trough this year.
That's nice.
Hard man to impress. All right, what investment vehicle does impress you?
While everyone's looking at the stock market, money market mutual funds have actually started to have a yield again. For something like 5 years, the yield on everything was 0.01%. But a couple of months ago, the rates crept up and they're now approaching 0.5% for the taxable funds and 0.3% for the tax-free funds.
Well, wait a minute. So you're not saying 0.05%. You're talking 0.5.
Or to be technical, 50 basis points.
If you stick $1,000 in something like that and you wait a year, what do you end up with?
Well, you end up with $5, which is $4.99 more than you had. The reason I bring this up is there's now a big difference in yields because there are funds that have relatively low fees and they're yielding, I don't know, 40 or 50 basis points. And then there are funds with high fees that are yielding still 3 basis points.
Now, if you are a person who's in retirement or close to retirement, this isn't going to fix your problem.
No, it's not going to fix your problem because a lot of those people saved maybe $2 million, which is a lot of money. But if you put that out at 3 or 4%, which is what money funds were, that was a nice supplement to Social Security. Now it's creeping up. I don't know how much longer it's going to creep because this has to do with the Fed raising short-term rates.
But as part of a balanced portfolio, if you need some money in, quote, cash, this isn't bad.
Right. You know, it's not going to make you rich, but it makes you at least less poor maybe than you were.
Alan Sloan is also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Alan, always good to talk to you.
My pleasure, David.
Today's the day Volkswagen has to tell a federal court how its diesel cars came to be rigged to cheat emissions tests and what it plans to do about it specifically. There are reports VW will buy back some of the cars with engines that can't be fixed. The judge could set a trial date if VW doesn't come prepared. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.